All right, get ready, because today we're taking a deep dive into a world full of fun, sneakers, and maybe even a little bit of mischief.
We're about to jump into the children's story, Sally and the Sneaky Sneakers.
Have you ever imagined your shoes coming to life?
Well, that's exactly what happens to Sally in this book.
Sally, you see, she loves her bright red sneakers.
She loves them.
But one day, those sneakers disappear.
Poof.
Gone.
Vanished.
But where did they go?
The sneakers, they're not just missing, they've actually sprung to life.
They have a super fun plan to get Sally moving and grooving.
Sally's shoes are called Sneak and Snug, and they have personalities all their own.
I love that.
Right.
Sneak and Snug.
They're sneaky, they're snuggly, and they're full of energy.
Now picture this, Sneak and Snug. They challenge Sally to catch them, turning exercise into a game.
You know how much kids love to play games?
Oh, absolutely. It's the best way to learn.
And the best way to get them moving.
Exactly.
Sneak and Snug lead Sally on this wild chase.
All through the house.
Can you imagine chasing your shoes around?
I would have loved that as a kid.
Me too.
They make her leap over furniture.
She's just like a ninja.
And guard around corners.
It's just pure fun and energy.
And Sneak and Snug, they know why they were made.
Oh, yeah.
Their purpose is to move.
They want Sally to understand that too.
To embrace all the fun that comes with being active.
Movement can be such a joy.
And so the adventure doesn't stop there.
Nope.
Sneak and Snug, they whisk Sally outside. They go on a whirlwind tour of the park.
Hitting all the coolest spots.
Can you imagine that?
A park tour guided by your own shoes.
That's amazing.
Sally even gets to climb this giant climbing wall.
Wow, just like a rock climber.
She gets to shoot hoops on the basketball court.
Nice.
And she even gets to swing like a monkey on, you guessed it, the monkey bars.
This sounds like a dream day at the park.
Doesn't it?
Now, Sally learns all about what it means to be strong, fast and agile.
And she sees how much fun it can be.
It shows kids, all of us really, that exercise can be an exciting adventure.
Not just something that we have to check off a list.
At first, though, Sally does get tired.
That's understandable.
All that running and jumping can really wear a person out.
Absolutely, but that's okay.
But guess what? She ends up having a total blast.
I bet she did.
Exercising might be tiring sometimes.
It can be.
But it's also so rewarding.
Oh, without a doubt.
Now, Sneak and Snug, they help Sally discover that exercise isn't boring at all.
Not even a little bit.
It's an adventure.
Full of laughter and excitement.
And so by the end of the story, Sally doesn't need Sneak and Snug to sneak away anymore to get her moving.
Nope.
She's ready.
She's excited to put those shoes on and go on all new adventures.
That's the power of having fun while exercising.
She's learned that moving and playing can be pure joy.
So what about you?
Yeah, what about you?
What kind of adventure could your shoes take you on today?
Think about it.
It's time to get out there and discover all the fun that's waiting.
And who knows, maybe your shoes have a few surprises in store for you too.
Happy adventuring.